Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. This is my 8-week program. Sometimes I refer to it as the 8-week challenge. If you've been here a while, you've been hearing about it and maybe waiting to take the leap, or maybe it has not been the right timing for you if you were in a season of pregnancy or postpartum. And the time might be now. We are kicking off April 8th. I am closing enrollment April 1st, and I only take 20 ladies. So if you've been thinking about it before, this is the time to take the leap. It does not come back again until September. If you're not sure what this is, it's essentially an 8-week program where it's a group setting. I take your hand and walk you through setting up a great metabolism so that you can, after the 8 weeks, have this awesome metabolism built that keeps burning fat for you. You don't have to worry about what diet to try, this, that, on and off bandwagons, yo-yoing. This is the anti-yo-yoing plan here. Okay. So in the 8 weeks, I set you up with workouts to do. They're press, play, and go. So you just have the plan for all 8 weeks. You have access to this forevermore. So the videos are yours to keep and keep using. If you're not a video gal, I've got PDFs for you. And you can also continue whatever workout style you're doing apart from the program. You don't have to do the program workouts. Nutrition really is the biggest basis of the program. On the podcast, very often I'm talking about eating high protein, talking about 80-20 eating. I'm talking about eating according to your macros sometimes, or eating intuitively. This all comes together in the program. So here, maybe you've been piecemealing it, listening to some of the episodes, trying to do this on your own. I just take your hand truly, and we start with what you are already doing, and I just refine it as we go in that 8 weeks. You start just logging what you're already eating. And then I teach you, you know what, Sarah, pulling a name from here, you gotta not eat that avocado at breakfast if you're going to have peanut butter at lunch because it's putting you over in fats. So instead, you're gonna wanna, you know, or if you're gonna have guac tonight, then maybe that's not the day that we have some kind of peanut butter on the toast, whatever. I teach you how to balance that out in ways of picking and choosing, and nothing is restrictive. So you can do this forevermore. I'm equipping you with these tools so that then when you go to a barbecue this summer or whatever it is, you know, you can look at the table and say, and not say like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh, that's off limits. That's a bad food. That's a good food. You can be informed and look at the buffet table and say, you know what? I am going to have a burger, but I'm not going to have the bun because I'm going to have a beer instead. So that'll be my carb. And then I'll fill up half my plate with veggies and so on and so forth. That's what I am teaching you to do. And now, if you want a chance to win some of your money back, you can submit optional before and after pictures, which is a fun little addition to the program that you don't have to do. It is optional. And, you know, we come out with a winner at the end. So it's always a good time. You have the support in the community of all these other women trying to do this with you. And we have a good time. You have me for personalized check-ins. That's why I cap the number. And hundreds of women have found and sustained, more importantly, found and sustained fat loss with this program. So go grab a spot. We kick off April 8th. You can sign up at healthycatholicmoms.com under the Work With Me tab. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life. Okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more.
all the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in.
Hey there, beautiful friends. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful month. I can't believe we're at the end of March here. It's wild. Oh my goodness. And hopefully getting ready for a lovely spring up ahead. Now, as you know, because you clicked on the episode, today we're talking about revving our metabolism. You also know, and probably skipped it by now, if you've been hearing it all month long, we have a fat loss program coming up. So we're going to take and apply these tips of revving your metabolism, and I'll walk you through it. And I will hold your hand and walk you through. So it kicks off April 8th, as you know, and it is probably either closed or very close to closing now because I do cap it at 20 ladies. But I'm going to share with you a testimonial from Nikki today, who did the challenge, and this is what she has to say about it. And I use those terms interchangeably. Sometimes I call it a challenge. Sometimes I call it a program, which makes it confusing for all of you. I apologize. There's a challenge aspect to it where you get to submit pictures. So you have the chance to win. So in my mind, that's a challenge, like a little bit competition-y, but program for those who do not like it. And that part's optional. So if that freaks you out, you do not have to do that. All right. So this is what Nikki has to say. This challenge has really opened my eyes to what I'm putting in my body day to day. I had no idea how much added sugar I was eating and that I was easily exceeding a healthy amount of calories just by mindlessly eating. Learning to track what I'm eating has helped me realize how much is actually necessary and also which nutrients I tend to overdo and which I need more of. I'm really grateful for the help in beginning a healthier lifestyle. Ah, thank you, Nikki. It's my pleasure because truly, it just takes some little tweaks. That's all we are ever doing. Very rarely am I overhauling everything somebody's eating. And we do start there. We start absolutely with what you're eating, but usually it's just little tweaks. So anyways, I hope that you take that leap if you're on the fence and hop in with us because it's not coming back until September. That's a long time away. All right. So the three steps to building a powerhouse metabolism. Let's dive in. Number one, step one is to strength train. If you've been here with me for a while, you could probably have already written this list for me because I talk about these things so often. They are not changing. Unlike bad diets that tell you like keto is the way, Optavia is the way, this is the way, weight loss, Weight Watchers is the way. Lots of changing, you know, trends and high carbs in, low carbs in, no carbs in, bars in, spinning's in, fat running is in, like all these different things that are all great, except for the nutrition things I mentioned, but the exercise modalities I mentioned are all great. But what does not change are the items that get your metabolism revving, that get you losing fat, and strength training is one of them. So while the way you strength train might change, and we'll talk about that a little bit today, strength training is always going to help you build and maintain your metabolism because you are adding muscle or maintaining muscle mass on your body. And muscle burns more than fat. Muscle takes up less space than fat. So it gives you that lean tone look, but it also burns calories for you. A pound of muscle burns three times as much as a pound of fat does when you're just sitting there, when you're not even working out. So that gives you the wiggle room. Once you've built the body composition you want, this is how people like myself. And right now I'm totally at 6 weeks postpartum recording this. So I am in a season of needing to lose fat, but talking about when I'm not in a season of needing to lose fat, I have no problem being on vacation and taking 5 days off working out, just being okay with walking instead of strength training, being okay with, you know, not panicking when I miss certain workouts. This is how people do it who, obviously, if that becomes your norm, that's going to be a problem. But you have more wiggle room to maintain than when you're trying to actually actively lose fat, change your body composition. It's just so much easier once you get to that point. Think about it like if you're, I don't know, building a house, it takes time to build it and you need to be really diligent in what you're doing. But then just maintaining, you know, doing the heating, the electric, like maintenance is so much easier. Think about your car. Think about whatever you want to think about here. Get it, like getting it going, overhauling it, doing a whole like maintenance is a big deal, but just putting gas in it and washing it every once in a while is not a big deal. Okay. So you need strength training to build and maintain a powerhouse metabolism, and you need to be strength training heavy enough. So even if you've been hearing me beat the strength training drum forever now, let this be a wake-up call to you that it needs to be heavy enough for your body. If you feel like you can do 900 reps of something, that's not heavy enough. You need to feel like at the end of a set, you can only do two or three more reps, even if you're just trying to maintain muscle. And then if you're trying to build new muscle, you might want to feel like you can barely do any more reps. That's what we just did in the February month. And that's in our Chasing Greatness monthly workout group. We are focusing on building strength. And you want to feel like you can almost barely not do the next rep. So strength training is huge, especially for women who are losing muscle every day past 30, truly. And the good news is we can replace it. We can add more and it's not going to make us look bulky. Heavy does not equate you're going to look bulky unless you're eating in a calorie surplus. Okay. So it's actually a very key ingredient to building this metabolism is by lifting weights. I say no less than 3 times a week, 3 to 5 times a week is great. Making sure it's heavy enough for you, that it's challenging for you. All right. Number two in the 3 steps to building a powerhouse metabolism is to hit your protein targets. Now, this is going to differ person to person. Somebody who is, 5'1" versus somebody who is 6 feet, et cetera. We all have different protein needs. Okay. But a good range for most people is somewhere from 100 grams to your ideal body weight. Now, there's a caveat there. If your ideal body weight is, like 180, say you're, 250 right now, and like you'd love to be 180, that's a lot of protein to be taking, a lot of protein for your body to know what to do with. So again, use that range. If your ideal body weight is 150, you would pick a number somewhere between 100 and 150 because it can be tough to take in protein without needing supplements and without feeling like you just need to eat chicken breasts all day long. I totally get that. So this is, again, what I help you do in the 8-week program, or if we have a coaching call together and I'm setting this for you. If you're wanting to know more about your specific numbers, I also have a free download on my website to help you get your exact numbers. If you go to healthycatholicmoms.com, it's just a little bit down on that homepage and it'll say, help me figure out my macros or get my macros or something. And I have a PDF for you there. But you can know and take away from this that you need to be eating at least 100 grams of protein daily. And that is going to rev your metabolism because protein helps you build and maintain muscle. But protein also takes work for your body to digest and put to work. So protein has higher thermogenesis than any other macro than carbs or fat. So it takes your body, it burns calories just digesting it. All right. So it's really important to be hitting at least 100 grams of protein more days than you're not. If you could do that every day, you're going to be in a pretty decent place. And this is kind of a caveat here. It starts weeding out the other foods that you might be eating because you only have time to eat so much in a day. And if you are getting enough protein, you're going to be satiated and you're not going to have time to eat as much of the other not so great foods. High protein foods also tend to be better for you. Yes, there's a lot that could be highly processed, but in general, when you're thinking high protein, you're going to have to eat Greek yogurt, not a donut or something like that. It usually also enhances the quality of your foods, but that's a topic for another day. All right. The last, and I kind of combined two for this because I wanted to do three, but I'm like, both of these kind of have to go in here. So the last 3/4, we'll call it a bonus tip today on the steps to building a powerhouse metabolism is to follow your circadian rhythms and get proper sleep. This might be the one that some of you need to marinate on and think about, because if you've been here a while, like I said, I beat the drum a lot about strength training and protein. So you might've known that, but another really big factor on your metabolism are hormones. And what are hormones affected by? Very much by our body's circadian rhythm. If how much we follow that, listen to it, aid it, or how much we're kind of blocking it, interfering with it. And our circadian rhythm plays directly into our hormones. Those two play into each other. So what I mean by this is one of the best things that we can do to kind of get all the right hormones going is to get outside and ideally get in sunlight. I know sunrise is probably different everywhere, every time. It is different everywhere, every time. This is something I can do really well in summer. I can usually get out in the sunrise or in the sunlight before my kids are up. But in the winter, I can't. They're up way before the sun usually. So it's just, you know, shorter days and all that. But getting out in the sun helps signify and signal to your body, like, look, the day is starting, gets all the right daytime hormones going on. And then at the same time, if we're not doing that, which I know we can't all do that every day, that would be ideal. Another great thing for a circadian rhythm is to get outside, and out afternoon sun is going to help your body kind of then shut down and prepare for sleep beyond that. There's a lot more we could talk about here, like going around and making sure like we're not using artificial light as best we can. Now, we're in winter when I'm recording this, so I actually at the start of winter was kind of on this mission to like not use any artificial light after the sun went down. So we were eating dinner by like these little LED candlelights, which yes, is still artificial, but I'd be real candles if I could trust my 2-year-old to not reach at the table and grab them. So we were doing this, and we were doing like dinner by candlelight, rosary by candlelight, go to bed. And I would love that if we could maintain that, like play a game, do whatever. But we did start turning on just a lamp. We got a little lamp in the living room. That's kind of like in between. We kept a light on in the kitchen and a light in the living room because it was getting to be a bit much. Like everyone's walking around in the dark trying to get their teeth brushed and stuff before bed. But anyways, we should limit artificial light because it just prepares our body for sleep. So even if you can switch from big overhead lighting to lamps and things like that and start settling down. I know, again, spring and summer is around the corner, and sometimes like my husband and I are trying to go to bed when it's still light out in summer, just because we are getting up earlier by the nature of our jobs and things. And that's tough to do. That's when you're getting the blackout curtains and things like that. So this is kind of more a winter tip there. But the reason we're doing all this is because your hormones need to pick up the signals of what's going on. Now, sleep plays directly into this, because if you're doing this, but you're still not giving your body enough time to sleep, the right hormones are not going to rise and fall when they need to. You need to get significant sleep for, I believe, I'm not looking this up, this is going off memory, so don't quote me on this if I'm saying the wrong hormone here. Ghrelin is a hunger hormone for sure, but I'm not sure if that's the one that needs to be, maybe it's cortisol. I'm going to mix this up without having it to reference. I did do a whole episode deep diving into hormones, so go back and listen to that. But you need adequate sleep for your hormones to rise and fall when they should be. Some should be peaking in the morning and then falling off. I think that is ghrelin should be peaking in the morning and then falling off. But either way, like I said, go back and listen to that hormone episode. But it's a very important missing piece here that you might be hammering the workouts, eating really well, getting your protein in, and you're still feeling like you're fighting against your metabolism. You might need more sleep. You might need these really simple changes of getting out in the sun, like getting back to what your body wants, where we've made it so possible to like have these artificial environments of, I don't get me wrong, I love the fact that I can flick on a light and not have to operate my life by candlelight. I'm not wishing us back to a different time period, but just keep this in mind that our bodies, you know, are made this way for a reason, to rest when it's dark out, to operate well when it's light out. We do need to try to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Again, I am recording this when I have a 6-week-old. I'm not getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but this is the ideal. This is what we should be working towards. And it makes it a lot easier. That's also probably not a coincidence that for me, losing weight postpartum always feels like an uphill battle until right about a year. Other factors totally at play. I usually breastfeed to a year, things like that. So my body's holding on to fat, but also that's usually, those two usually go together, where when I wean the baby, for me, it's been all boys. So when I wean him, whoever him was, that's also when they start sleeping through the night, because I'm not running up to feed them a million times during the night either. We just kind of phase that out. So the sleep comes and I'm not breastfeeding anymore. And then the fat loss usually follows. So something worth thinking about as well. All right, ladies, I hope that was helpful and not discouraging. Should be encouraging. Even if sleep is not your friend right now, like it's not for me, we can at least focus on the first two, but we can still try to get as much sleep as we can. And you're going to have a great metabolism from that. It takes time to build, but like I said, maintenance is way less time and energy than the building portion is. So just keep at it. And next episode, I would love if you join us then, is going to be about pushing past a fat loss plateau. So this is, I believe, the last one. We're kind of still hanging out in this fat loss topic. It's, you know, spring's around the corner. We're getting into the fat loss program for those who are going to begin that this time at April 8th is when we're kicking it off. And then we're going to be focusing a little more on more aspects of fitness as we always do. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your day and I'll talk